31-year-old mother of five, Muna Muhammad, is 7 months pregnant. Her new home is just 800 meters from the health center where she can get free antenatal care. This is the new community of Digali on the outskirts of Hargeisa, the capital of Somaliland. Today, Somaliland authorities are inaugurating this community project, more than 100,000 square meters of land, which they donated to long-term displaced families who had previously lived in the Mohamed Moge IDP settlement. For years, these families lived with poor conditions, such as no reliable water sources and only makeshift schools. Muna Muhammad's family is among the 816 families who are now proud owners, with a title deed to their names, semi-permanent housing, and access to basic services in this new community. Mohamed Jibril Yonas, the Director General in the Ministry of Resettlement, Rehabilitation, and Reintegration, says land has been the biggest hurdle. Most IDPs have been camped on privately owned land, where long-term investment in the community has not been possible. But that has changed in Digale.
It is part of the government plan and commitment. And if we get humanitarian agencies or people that can respond to the need of the internally displaced persons, we will bring the people to the land.
In December last year, OCHA, in partnership with other aid agencies, spearheaded the relocation of these displaced families following years of advocacy with the authorities. This model of cooperation involving the UN, NGOs, and Somaliland officials is the first of its kind. After the government donated the land, the NGOs Norwegian Refugee Council and Danish Refugee Council constructed the shelters and latrines and provided basic items such as cooking utensils. Francis Leno heads the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs sub-office in Hargeisa.
We are appealing to donors to support these organizations who are reaching out to them for support in terms of providing more permanent shelter for these people to give them the necessary financial support.
IOM is supporting this health facility where Muna Muhammad can get the health care she did not receive in the Mohamed Moge IDP settlement during the pregnancy and birth of her now 9-year-old son, Zakaria Muhammad. Muna attributes the lack of antenatal care as a cause of his medical condition. Now, with health care, clean water, and schools literally at her doorstep, Muna Muhammad can now go about her daily duties with ease.
We did not get clean water before, and we used to buy it for 1,500 Somali shillings, which is equivalent to 25 cents, which we could not afford.
And most importantly, Muna Muhammad can raise her children in a safe environment and with the security that comes with being a homeowner.